We've had a flurry of activity since my last update. I'm Nick Brinks with this 2018 Iowa High School State Track and Field Championship update from Drake Stadium in Des Moines. And it's brought to you by Reesburg Audio and Detailing, Arcadia Limestone, Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, and Jeff Dettlinger of Farm Bureau. The girls 3A 4x200 just wrapped up, and for the Carroll Tigers, they ran their best time of the season. A 150.54 beat their previous best by a second. It was good for 7th in Section 1 and 23rd overall. In the boys 2A discus, Michael Moore of Kemper is throwing at the moment, and he was good for 126 feet 2 inches on his first throw. Still waiting to hear on how throws 2 and 3 went for him. The girls' 2A high jump is also underway. Bailey Wallison of East Sac and Caitlin Schuneman of East Sac both cleared 4.9 on their first attempts, and that's the last I have heard from Jeff Blankman. Jeff Blankman is patrolling the high jump at the moment, and Jeff Honnold is out covering the boys' 2A discus, and I'm keeping an eye on the oval for the time being. And, of course, you can find all of Jeff and Jeff's interviews with the participants today and yesterday and more tomorrow. And as we finish this afternoon and into the evening, they'll have all of those interviews posted on the website. You can find them along with the schedule for the rest of today and tomorrow, along with results. It's all at 1380kcim.com. You've been listening to all of these state track updates on 93.7 KKRL, Kick 106.7, and 1380 KCIM. Oh, and before I go, one last update. We got official results from the boys 2A high jump a little bit earlier on. Of course, I've told you, Miles Ruppiper, he is your state champion for the second year in a row, clearing 6.7 this year. But they have the final full field rundown now. Colton Barr of South Central Calhoun, he cleared 5.11, went out on 6.1. That was good for a tie for 15th. Again, state track updates continue. I'm Nick Brinks.